I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Central Asia, the Constitution of Kyrgyzstan guarantees freedom of religion, but years of increasing restrictions send another message to Christians. The draft law currently in parliament would require all places of worship to register with the government, with a now higher bar. Floyd Brobel of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains.
Previously, you had to have about 200 adult members, and now they're looking to increase it to about 500 adult members in order for the church to gain legal status.
But for many congregations, that would be impossible. Out of every 1,000 people in Kyrgyzstan, less than 40 are Christians, with only 3 being evangelical. There are further ways this law would hamper gospel ministry. It could take effect as soon as February 1st if passed. Please pray that Kyrgyzstan's parliament strikes the bill down, as they did an earlier version of it last year. An increasing conflict, intense bombardment, and insecurity are forcing a growing number of medical centers to shut down in Lebanon. Nearly half of the 207 primary health care centers in conflict zones are now closed. Co-founder Camille Melki says Heart for Lebanon began its medical clinic in the Bekaa Valley 18 years ago.
Heart for Lebanon started doing ministry in October 2006 as a response to the Hezbollah and Israeli war that summer.
Today, the ministry serves thousands of people each week, and every interaction is a gospel opportunity. Volunteer by connecting with Heart for Lebanon at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.